Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get to spend a few minutes with our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. Ross Tucker joining us now. Hey, Ross, Seth and I have been talking about these college coaches that have been making all these big moves. Brian Kelly, the latest one last night, going to LSU. In your mind, what's a better gig? One of these huge jobs that Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly just took for $10, $12 million a year, or your garden variety average NFL head coaching job?
It depends on what you're looking for, but the head college job at one of these like elite blue blood programs, no hesitation for me.
Why?
I mean, the big knock on college coaching versus the NFL is the recruiting part, which is like nonstop. But if you're the head guy like Brian Kelly or Lincoln Riley, you're not having to grind all night, you know, making 50 calls to recruits. You know, that's more the assistants and the lower level guy. At those programs, they have like 50 staffers that do all the direct messages to the kids and all the texts. You know, they're not having to do that. You are the king of your kingdom there, and you're going to get, first of all, they get much longer contracts. These guys are getting like 10-year contracts that guarantee them crazy amount. NFL teams aren't giving guys more than 5 or 6 year deals. And there's pressure both places, but there's going to be more pressure in the NFL. You're going to face more scrutiny and criticism than you will in Baton Rouge or LA. And, you know, you're limited in the NFL because you have an owner, you have a GM, you know, you might not be able to draft the guys you want in college. Like, you don't really have those limitations. I mean, you can get, when Pete Carroll was at USC, they'd recruit like 4 first-round picks a year, and you're kind of the head coach and the GM. And the owner, I guess, is like the school president, but he's not really around. He doesn't really get in your way. He's just happy he was able to get you.
You know, and you know, Ross, aside from being an NFL player for a long time, Ross owns a recruiting company called Go Big Recruiting. Where you guys, what do you guys do? You help potential recruits do their online videos and everything, right, Ross?
Yeah. So it's funny, actually, when we started it, because people were still sending DVDs through the mail. But it's really simple. You pay $5 to send it to a college, so Houston or A&M or whatever, and you know when they actually check you out. So sort of the secret sauce, if you will, is I've got a bunch of high school coaches that work for me. We have a good relationship with somebody at every college. So nowadays, kids just post their video to their Twitter, or they can email a coach, but you don't really know if they watch it or not, right? So that's kind of what you're paying the – because I remember, I don't know about you, Seth, people – this might surprise some people, but back in 1996 or whatever, I sent out 35 VHS tapes, and – I only heard from like half the schools. It was bizarre. Like, I get offered by Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. I never heard from Brown. Like, to this day, they had to have lost my VHS tape. Like, there's no way Harvard, Princeton, Yale want you, but Brown doesn't. Trust me. And, or else, like, I got scholarships to, like, William & Mary in Delaware, but I never heard from Richmond. Like, that's, there's just no way that they would never. So it was just a bad process that you didn't really know whether or not the coaches actually checked you out or not. It was bizarre. I will say this. The funniest part of the college football thing right now is college football fans are more diehard than NFL because it's like where they went to school, and so they have more of an ownership of the institution than just the city for the team. And it's a greater part of their feeling of self-worth. The people, like Oklahoma alums and fans and Notre Dame, they feel so slighted right now. They are like in total disbelief that anybody would ever leave their school and their head coaching job to go somewhere. I mean, it's a real kick in the you-know-whats to their egos. Like, for the Notre Dame people, they can't believe that a coach would leave Notre Dame to go to LSU. And I got to be honest with you, I don't care at all. So I just think it's hilarious.
Thanks a lot, Sean, Ross.
Sean is recently, as like 18 hours ago, was adamant that there's no chance in hell that Brian Kelly was leaving
Notre Dame class of 91.
Sean, you want to know the truth, Sean?
Yeah.
Sean, let me tell you the truth, okay?
Yeah.
He's been looking to leave for a while.
Really?
So first of all, okay, you go to LSU, he's getting $15 million a year. Nobody else is getting more than like 10. So you're getting a 50% raise. Secondly, Notre Dame has academic restrictions.
They let me
right?
in.
Like I've been told that now every school gets some like quote unquote free spots,
right,
which are kids that don't necessarily fit the academic criteria of what they're looking for, but they basically get them into school anyway, like Seth at Cornell. So what I remember, I had heard when Notre Dame won an Urban Meyer, I had heard Urban Meyer ask for like 15 spots a year. And they were like, no, we can't do that. So he went to Florida instead. And he got those guys and he won national championships at Notre Dame. Like, Notre Dame's never going to have the skill guys to win the national championship because they don't grant their head coach that many free spots. He no longer has those restrictions at LSU.
Sure.
Now, I think he's going to be in for a little bit of a wake-up call with, you know, playing in the SEC, and the recruiting is definitely different. He, you know, he's trading in academic restrictions for no financial restrictions.
Yeah.
Meaning the SEC just does business a little bit differently. But I think he, you know, it's a lot of money, and I think he wants to try to win the national championship, and I think he probably got tired of not being able to recruit some elite kids because of the academic stuff.
No doubt. I think you hit the nail on the head with all those check marks. Ross, I know we got to get you out of here in a few minutes, so I want to make sure we ask you about this before we let you go. Justin Reed, the Texans starting safety this weekend. I don't know how big a news it was nationally, but locally here it's been the biggest news. He was inactive this week. He's their starting safety. He's one of their best players, reportedly because of a dust-up in a meeting last week leading up to the game, first with Coach David Culley and then with a teammate, reportedly wide receiver Chris Conley, behind the scenes. Reed said he was shocked when he found out he was going to be inactive. He thought that whatever went on in that meeting was amicable enough not to certainly have him benched. In your mind, what would have to happen behind the scenes like that in a dust-up between a coach and a player or a player and a teammate to warrant them being inactive on Sundays?
Yeah, man, it has to be pretty bad. It has to be pretty bad. I don't know what he did. The fact is, with both the coach and the player, is that, you know, if he was blatantly disrespectful of the head coach or dismissive of the head coach, I can see perhaps the organization wanting to nip that in the bud. Now, was it in a one-on-one meeting or was it in front of the team? That's the thing I'm curious about.
It seems like it was in a team meeting because David Culley asked Justin Reed a question or some sort, and then Aaron Reese here locally reported that Chris Collins, the wide receiver,
Chris Conley,
then got it.
Yeah, Chris Conley, and it was Aaron Wilson who reported it, FYI.
What did I say?
Aaron Reese, yeah.
What the hell? Sean, take it away.
Okay, yeah,
this.
Yeah. Aaron Wilson. Yeah,
I'm still reeling from Ross's shot at me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ross, I think it was in a team meeting because it was a wide receiver Conley and a safety Justin Reed who got into it. So it would stand to reason these are multiple position groups in the meeting.
But wait a minute. What about the part that Culley? So supposedly, Culley asked Reed a question. I need to hear that part.
Yeah, I don't know if he asked Reed a question. It was a dust-up with Culley.
Well, that's what Ryan Clark said, right? Okay. Ryan Clark said that he was asked a question.
Yeah, and he gave an honest answer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then how did he get in a fight with Conley? I guess I don't know.
Yeah,
Here's what I would say. If it was one-on-one, I don't think he would have been inactive. But if what he did in a team meeting is something that they deem unacceptable and they want to nip that in the bud and make it really clear to the other guys on the team that that's not going to fly, that would be the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the answer.
Yep. And even Culley said in his press conference yesterday, it wasn't that there was a disagreement, it's because we have rules. So it would seem it wasn't the existence of a conflict, it was the nature of the conflict that may have gotten Justin Reed benched. Ross, we know we got to get you out of here. We always appreciate the time, brother. Thank you.
See you guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.